Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday morning, and Mark is ready to read for us in Titus 3 today. Very cold here this morning in Pineville, 24 degrees. Well, in this third chapter of Titus, we're commanded to obey magistries and to be subject to principalities and powers. And I was just in a meeting yesterday with the FBI trying to help my neighbor with his theft of all of his identity, and I must say that I was treated like royal dung by our magistrates, you know. It's amazing how these people get in a sense of power and how they talk down to people. Anyway, last time we talked about salvation appearing to all men, here it says that kindness and love of God and Savior toward man appeared, but not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, being justified by his grace. It had nothing to do with the will of man. It says that after a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition reject. Sometimes that's hard to do when you love somebody, isn't it? Well, I'll turn this over to Mark. It's a rather short chapter. It's only 15 verses, but I'll have him read this. Hope you all have a good day today. Try to stay warm. It is supposed to warm up a little bit today. I'm looking forward to the warmer temperatures.
Titus chapter 3, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to do every good work. Speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. It's the faithful saying, these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned himself. When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychius, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Bring Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. Let ours also learn to maintain good work for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. It was written to Titus, ordained the first bishop of the church of the Cretans from Nicopolis of Macedonia.
Thank you, Mark.
Coming down.